Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Big news today with the central banks. The Bank of England just raised rates 50 basis points, which doesn't sound like a lot, but is the highest rate hike in 27 years. And when they made their statement, what I saw in the news, it made me think that maybe, just maybe, the central bankers at the Fed and the Bank of England are not seeing eye to eye, at least with their messaging. Let me explain. Let's get into this article first from The Guardian. Bank of England hikes interest rates and warns, this is the key point here, and warns UK to enter recession with inflation to pass 13%. So they increased rates to 1.75. This was a 50 basis point hike, like we said earlier, biggest jump in 27 years. And the BOE, Bank of England, warns of a long recession as high gas prices hit households. So how is this different than the messaging we are hearing from the Federal Reserve? Well, let's shoot right over to an article from CNBC. The Fed's Bullard sees more interest rate hikes ahead and no U.S. recession. So basically, what they're both saying, the central banks or central bank stirs, we're going to get tough on inflation. Don't you worry. Inflation is our number one priority. And although the CPI in the United States is 9.1%, we're going to get really, really aggressive and raise rates to 2.25. Yeah, Mr. Bullard, that's actually still extremely negative. That's like a negative 7% interest rate. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. That's nothing to see here, right? And the Bank of England is doing the exact same thing, where they're saying that they're admitting inflation could pass 13%. And because we're taking that so seriously, we're going to raise rates to 1.75. Oh, yes. We're only going to have negative 11% interest rates. only. Okay. But I'm here to discuss their differences, not their similarities. So you can see the big difference is the Bank of England, and let's give credit where credit is due. At least they're being honest, for heaven's sakes, to a certain degree, where Jerome Powell and the banksters, the central banksters in the United States, I mean, they're absolutely lying through their teeth. And they're doing so just to create this facade as though we're in, the term I'm using, is a recessionary boom or a booming recession, whatever term you want to use. And to me, this is extremely annoying because it's insulting our intelligence as Americans that Bullard can come out or Powell or Yellen or Biden or any of these clowns and sit there and tell you, look you right in the eye, face to face, and say, oh, no, everything is great. Our economy is on fire. Our economy is incredible. Our economy is amazing. We're seeing all of these good signs. But yes, GDP is contracting. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. Oh, your purchasing power is going down? You can't afford to put food on the table? Oh, yeah. Just don't worry about those trivial concerns. What we're here to focus on is the unemployment rate. And the unemployment rate is telling us the economy is booming. So damn it, I don't care if your purchasing power is going down. I don't care if your standard of living is going down. I don't care if you're worried about the future. I don't care if all these businesses are shutting down. You need to just shut up, lock yourself in a cage, and listen to me. And if I tell you we're not in a recession, we're not in a recession. Just go out there, be a good little boy and girl, and just be happy and vote for Joe Biden. That's really the narrative that you have with the central bankers here. Again, central bankers in England, at least they're saying we've got a big problem. The probability is high that we are going into a recession. We're not in one right now. So prepare. I don't like any central bankers. I don't like any authoritarians. I don't like any central planners. But I would prefer, if I had to make a choice, I'd prefer central planners that at least have enough respect for the general public to level with them, because they have the confidence that if given information, the general public will be better prepared and they can make their own decisions, which if we are in a recession or if we do go into a recession, that they will weather the storm far better. And at the end of the day, you're just not insulting the intelligence of the average Joe and Jane. I mean, isn't that important as well at the end of the day? So that's the big news, what's going on, the discrepancy between the central bank stirs. We will see if it continues and to what degree. But that just in, BOE raises 50 basis points, highest rate hike in 27 years, and predicts inflation there could exceed or get up to 13%. And they're also predicting that the economy goes into a recession, where here in the United States, they're predicting that we are just going to indefinitely experience an economic boom, even if every single thing in your daily life would lead you to believe the opposite was true. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, guys. As always, make sure you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.